what do you advise me when trying to be a true student of knowledge to begin with in the beginning? So I said, okay. The most important book, Akhi, is the Quran. That should really be the number one, is the Quran. And then in Aqeedah, that goes with this. And when I say the Quran, there is a need to not just know how to pronounce the letters and tajweed, no, but also to understand. And therefore this requires understanding the tafsir, the principles of tafsir. This is very important to study when you study the Quran. Just have a book on usul al-tafsir, on the principles of tafsir. And we have on the site about 8 lectures now, which is based on our Sheikh's book on the principles of tafsir, which is called usul al-tafsir. You can refer to that. They are straightforward and very helpful, inshallah ta'ala, which will help you and help everyone who wants to know about the Quran properly. Then you go take an introductory book in Aqeedah, like for example Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, the three fundamentals, and its sharh and its explanation. And these are available. And then with respect to the book of Sunnah, in terms of manhaj, one of the excellent books is the book by Imam al-Barbahari, which is called The Creed. It's available, it's in English, in Arabic and in English, and there is also sharh for that, excellent sharh for that. Together with a summarized biography of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to begin with, because you need to know, or we need to know, the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In terms of hadith, a very very introductory course on hadith should be sufficient. Simple. Not go to any higher level until you establish the original one. And there is a good book by our Shaykh rahimahullah, which is taught here at many schools, in high school and even in the Al-Ma'ahid Al-Almiyya, the institutes of learning, in Islamic learning. I mean, this is a good reference, a simple mustalah and hadith, simple book, and to the point with examples and everything, tabulated as chapters, very nice, easy to understand. Once you move with these basics, of course it is preferable and highly preferable if you have a sheikh to read these before him, or a student of knowledge that can follow with you. That would be the right thing to do. If not, then one tries his best. But keeps notes, takes notes from the very beginning, trains himself on taking notes, such that if he doesn't know any matter, he may ask about it. Ask the people of knowledge. Once you move from this, then you're going to go to the next step. So in Aqeedah, for example, in the next step, you begin with Al-Wasitiyya and its explanation. Also take the book of Tawheed and its explanation. Also you move to a higher step in Hadith, you take one of the books of Hadith by one of the righteous predecessors. And there are 3 or 4 of them that are classical. Also you're going to begin now the Arabic grammar. You start with Al-Ajrumiyya in Arabic grammar. Because learning the Arabic is a big asset to the one who seeks knowledge. It is really a big, big thing that they should put a goal to achieve, to the best of their ability. I mean, there are people who sources and resources and the environment does not help. And you begin now with a book of fiqh, which is based on evidence and dalil, and that will be umdat al-ahkam, umdat al-ahkam. And then at a later stage you will go to bulugh al-maram. Of course the book of umda goes with the sharh, goes with the sharh, with the explanation. These are just highlights to your question, and I hope they will be a benefit for you if you recorded them now or you took notes about them and you can buy them. طيب. وفيك تبارك. اوكي. الحمد لله.